Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. A jury in Fall River, Massachusetts, reached a verdict this morning in the trial of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez.
What say you, Madam Foreperson? Is the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
The jury spent 7 days deliberating in the shooting death of Odin Lloyd, a semi-professional football player. In the end, it found Aaron Hernandez guilty on all counts. WBUR's Simone Rios has been following the trial, and he joins us now. Good to have you, Simone.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. Set the scene for us. Give us a sense of what the response was inside the courtroom to this verdict.
Yeah, so after the jurors read the verdict of guilty in the first degree, there was a big gasp in the courtroom.
Yeah, we sort of heard that there in that tape. Yeah,
probably coming from both sides. Hernandez's fiancee, Cheyenne Jenkins, sobbed into the shoulder of Hernandez's mother, who was also in tears. Some of Odin Lloyd's family was also crying, caressing each other, and seemingly relieved after this 3-month trial.
Mm. Simone, remind us what the key pieces of evidence or testimony that led to this decision. What were they?
So the case was based on circumstantial evidence. There were no eyewitnesses to the murder who testified or murder weapon. With that said, surveillance footage from Hernandez's home played a very important role in the prosecution's case. Throughout the trial, we saw video showing Hernandez and his friends and family moving about the house. And at one point after the murder, he was seen moving around the house with the gun that police said was used in the murder. Mm. Other video showed his fiancée taking a box out of the house that prosecutors believe contained the murder weapon, but that was never recovered.
So I'd love to hear what you heard from some of the jurors that you spoke to today. What did they have to say?
So after the proceedings were over, all 15 jurors came out and spoke to reporters. They wouldn't talk much about their deliberations, but they all expressed contentment with their decision. They deliberated for a long 7 days, and they spent 3 months of their lives on this trial. They said that all their lives had changed as a result, and they said also they went into the deliberations with open minds, and that they didn't know about some of the other charges against Hernandez from 2012. Of course, he's also charged in the killing of 2 Cape Verdean immigrants after a run-in at a Boston nightclub. But it seems they convicted him with clear consciences.
And any reaction at all, visible or otherwise, from Aaron Hernandez himself to the verdict?
He didn't do much. He was standing at first, and then he kind of sat down in his chair, making faces at times, but he didn't really appear to be very torn up by it. I'm sure a lot was going through his mind at the time, but you couldn't tell by looking at him.
So from this point, he gets sentenced to a mandatory sentence of life without parole.
That's right. Hernandez goes to state prison, life without parole. As I said before, he's also charged in the killing of 2 immigrants, and that's expected to begin later this year. These charges, of course, came about after Hernandez was arrested in the Odin Lloyd killing. Interestingly, District Attorney Tom Quinn, who spoke after the proceedings were finished, said the prosecution of the 2 men will indeed continue in the months ahead. Hernandez, of course, can appeal, but that's not likely to be an easy task.
All right. That's WBUR Simone Rios, who was in Bristol Superior Court earlier today, where a jury has found New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez guilty of first-degree murder. Simone, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit more about this verdict with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game.
He joins us every Wednesday to talk sports. And Bill, always good to have you.
Hello, Anthony.
So what's your reaction to this trial and to this verdict?
I think I was surprised because a conviction on circumstantial evidence is always a little bit surprising. But, of course, I wasn't there. I didn't hear it all. And I'm sure the jurors knew what they were doing.
Bill, do you think that the verdict has any implication for the Patriots?
I think the arrest had implications. The
right.
indictment had implications. The clear fact that the Patriots had employed a guy who was capable, apparently, of some of these things had implications, because I don't think people can any longer talk about the Patriots as different somehow elevated above other football teams in terms of the quality or character of the people they employ.
Sad story. And Bill, we need to get your thoughts on next week's running of the Boston Marathon. We started this hour talking about the tribute today to the victims of the bombing 2 years ago. Yesterday, we heard all about the security measures for this year's race. And it brought up the question, will this race ever be the same, just a race? What do you think?
I don't think it's ever been just a race for a very long time.
That's a good point.
The Boston Marathon has always been such an important part of the culture of this area. So many different things associated with it. Obviously, for many, many years, people running to support charities, enormous figures of importance like Johnny Kelly associated with it for running for so long. The Hoyts, of course, became national figures through the Boston Marathon. I think what we've seen last year and what we're seeing again this year is the amazing resilience of people who find this race incredibly important and who will continue to find it important and meaningful, and it will continue to be a great sort of gem on the calendar in this area.
Bill, you are a true, true professional because you have given me the perfect segue to talk about another resilient team, the Red Sox. They won the first, the six of their first eight games. Got to get my numbers right here. And they are in first place, cheer Anthony, in the American League East. I know it's early, but come on. They look like the real deal, right?
Well, they looked like the real deal in several of these games to which you referred. I was a little upset when they allowed the Yankees to score 14 runs, having beaten them twice. But sure, at the very least, they've given us some reasons to go out to the ballpark. Mookie Betts had a great week in one night. That was great fun to watch. I mean, anybody can steal a couple of bases, steal a home run from the other team, and then hit a home run himself has certainly given paying customers their money's worth. And if that sort of thing keeps up during the year, it'll be a great summer.
Mookie Betts is something I heard someone refer to. I think it was actually Don Ursillo refer to this as the age of Mookie. Are we entering the age of Mookie?
You know, this is a little bit like people, this kid who won the Masters last weekend, and then people are saying, well, this is the next Tiger Woods. No, wait a minute. He's won one major tournament.
It's a streak
of one.
He's
not the next Tiger Woods
yet. Come on, a streak of one.
It also reminds me, Anthony, you'll appreciate this from our days in spring training several decades ago, when Sparky Anderson, every spring training, could be counted on to tell you that he had the next Mickey Mantle, the next Babe Ruth, the next Walter Johnson right there in camp.
Right.
So I don't know. It was a wonderful performance, and I look forward to a great summer.
Okay, very quickly, an update from Fenway Park. The Red Sox down 8-5 against the Nationals.
This can't be.
In the seventh inning. So everything we've said, forget about it.
Forget it all.
It's all going to hell in a handbasket.
Okay, Bill, we've got just enough time. I want to ask you about the Celts, because they, too, are on a winning streak. This one is not a streak of one. Five-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
They clinched a place in the playoffs. They beat the Nets on Monday. Their first playoff game, of course, though, is against LeBron James and the Cavs.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough prize to win for finishing the season to get to play LeBron James. It's fun to watch. I have no problem with this. It's fun to watch a young team. It's fun to watch a bunch of guys who are kind of apparently in the process of discovering each other's strengths. So who knows? Maybe they'll give us a real thrill ride through these playoffs.
Do you maintain that hope for next season, too?
Absolutely. I'm always hopeful.
All right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only Game, always hopeful. You can hear Only a Game right here on WBUR Saturday mornings at 7 and again at Saturday evening at 7. Bill, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.